every 6 months.
Gary, or what do you think? Is that him?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gary.
Now we can start. Good morning, everyone. My name's Oliver Mojica. I'm with the Planning Department, Community Development. Today is May the 19th, and this is the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. It is 10 o'clock. If I go around the table for the introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Hernando Patanco, Public Works Traffic Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodor, Public Works Traffic.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Community Development Department Planning Division.
Elizabeth Amaro Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Stephen Graham, Deputy City Attorney.
Thank you and welcome, everyone. On the agenda, item number one, we're going to move that one to, I guess we're waiting for some other folks to attend to arrive. So we'd like to move to item number two, which is conditional use permit number 1602. Chantal, would you kindly introduce that, please?
Yes, CUP 16-02 is a request to construct a new 7,880 square foot convenience store, fast food, car wash, and service station with 8 pump fueling canopy on a parcel containing approximately 1.19 acres, located at 2122 West Highland Avenue within the Industrial Light IL zone. This item was categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 for infill development projects, California Environmental Quality Act. Today's recommendation is to move to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add, Chantal?
On this project, no.
Thank you. Gary, do you have any comments or questions on this item?
Pretty much a standard condition. The only one correction that we need to make is the trash enclosure needs to provide for an ADA access condition 2D on the grading and landscaping. Obviously, the driveways and so forth, anything that needs to work within public right-of-way needs to have a public works permit before work is started within that. And if you have any other questions, the rest of it's pretty standard improvements.
You have a copy of that?
Actually, I need to correct this.
Okay.
I will get you a copy of this before.
Thank you. Hernando?
Yes, we've reviewed the traffic impact analysis and provided comments to Chantal. So, and we have recommended that the some items be revised and resubmitted, so we can review it again.
Well,
what are the extent of those?
Yeah, can you cover those? I don't have the comments with me.
Well, are there
mitigation with respect to mitigation or conditions that we're looking at, or more information prior to?
Well, we need more information because there are some items that we need clarification. Some items on the analysis that needs clarification. So until then, we cannot.
Such as?
Is there anything as it relates to the design of the project that would change either the access points or size of the structure or anything like that?
Nothing that relates to the size of the structure. It's just a lot of mitigation measures.
Or conditions, or conditions of approval, sort of thing?
Correct. Before we can recommend approval.
Okay. Is this something that could be resolved prior to the Planning Commission meeting? Would you like it to come back to the DERC, or what would be your?
Yeah, we'd like to get a revised report and then come back to DERC.
Okay.
You'd like to bring it back to DERC?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I may ask, can I address the
Of course.
Commission?
You would identify yourself, please?
My name is Maynor Bohorquez. I represent the developer in this project. And if there's a possibility that we can work with traffic in mitigating any of their issues, so that we don't have to come back to the DRC, because it looks like we're good, you know, as far as everybody else. But because we like to expedite the approval and the planning commission here, and we have our traffic engineer here with us. So if there's a potential for us to discuss any comments, I'm more than welcome to do so.
I could. Well, if you don't mind, if we can continue, see if there's anyone else has any comments, and we can come back and revisit the traffic. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll continue around, see the rest of the comments, and then we'll come back and revisit the traffic item. Ted, do you have anything for us?
By my investigation, this is actually the particular project area will be served by Musco Mutual Water. It's not served by us, San Bernardino City Water. And I just wanted to add that you will still pay to us the sewer capacity fees.
Okay.
At the time, it's due at the time of the building permit. And what we'll need is a set of, once you get through this area, and once it moves on, but just prior to you getting your building permit, we'll need to see those plans.
Okay.
And I can give you my card. And that's just to understand those are fees that are based on the wastewater that will be going to the wastewater.
Robert?
I spoke to someone in February regarding this project, and they submitted the required permit applications.
Yes.
But at that time, they stated that there was no food counter or any other fast food type facility going in, so the application that was submitted only represents the convenience store.
Correct.
So I'll need another food service permit application submitted for the fast food portion. And at this time, I'm also going to require a set of plumbing plans. And based on the applications, we will now move forward and determine the type of pretreatment that will be required for the project. And the submittals need to come straight to environmental control, not to the city. So I've attached my card, and basically our conditions are on
the
front page.
The plumbing plans required, are they required for the planning commission, or that's when we process the construction plans?
That's basically for us to review so we can determine the type of pretreatment for your car wash, for example. The interceptor sizing for that.
Okay.
For the fast food counter, the grease interceptor sizing for that as well.
But it's not required for planning commission. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Gracie?
So the two locations for the refuse enclosures is acceptable.
Great.
But as Gary mentioned, they have to be modified for ADA access.
Okay.
And I think that's it. Just keep in mind AB 341 mandatory commercial recycling.
Just basic conditions approval, you know, for your normal submittal for building. The only item I'd like to flag because of the underground storage tanks, potentially you need to deal with the fire department in reference that. So I just want to make a note of that on record. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll pass that note. Basic and a capacity to.
And I
just want to. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
If we can go back to revisit the traffic items. Do you have to traffic engineering or from Public Works? There is a possibility. I don't know the extent of whether there will be any revisions, whether we can come up with something. Is it possible to work off calendar here and work it amongst ourselves with the applicant, or if you'd like, we can.
There's extensive revisions that need to be made.
Okay, so what I would do is, with that, I mean, I will entertain a motion to continue this item to the meeting of June the 16th, please.
Second.
And you have first?
So moved.
Okay. So we'll continue this to the meeting of the 16th?
Okay.
Thank you.
So if I may, for our benefit, we're going to get the items, issues, and questions so that we can meet your requirements.
So you'll work with Hernando?
Yeah, Hernando and myself, we'll send you.
Chantal, we'll schedule subsequent meetings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And does that require kind of an issue? Oh, it does.
Next item.
Thanks. Next item is conditional use.
Item number three, conditional use permit 1608. Chantal, would you kindly introduce that?
CP 16-08 is a request to reestablish a car dealership with a mechanic shop, along with required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.73 acres, located at 180 East Baseline Street within the commercial general CG1 zone. This project is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to 15301 for existing facilities, and the recommendation is to move to planning commission for June 15th.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add to this item? No, we've had discussions.
Pre-apps and so forth, I would have been privy to those, but basically, the only odd condition is we're asking for lot merger prior to building permits. The improvements around the perimeter need to be upgraded. It's been quite a while since it was a Honda dealership, as you know.
Yes.
So we're going to ask for those improvements to be made along the public streets. Any driveway changes, all those would need to be upgraded to bypass driveways to meet current standards. So other than that, there's not a whole lot of odd conditions. So. And we'll get you a copy of that.
Thank you. Hernando?
No comment.
Thank you. Ted?
We previously issued our comments, and I believe the applicant's been working with the water department regarding the services already. So
Thank you. Robert?
Will this be a full-service car dealership, automotive repair, any repair shops, wash bays, things of that nature?
Yes.
We're going to require an industrial user permit application to be completed and submitted to my office. If based on the information provided on the application, we will determine the type of pretreatment that may or may not be required for this project. So this will need to be submitted to me, and I've attached my business card and our office information. Based on the review of this application, additional plumbing plans may be required, and I've also attached our conditions.
What is that score one more time?
For your wastewater. Wastewater that's going to sewer. Any wastewater that's going to sewer may need to be treated prior to discharge to sewer. So based on the information you put on the application, we'll determine what will be necessary for that.
Thank you. Racy?
So it's same location for the refuse enclosure, which is fine. Just needs to be modified to meet ADA access, and you'll be building a modified 508 enclosure, 8x15 interior dimensions. And keep in mind mandatory commercial recycling, AB 340.
Thank you. Now, basic condition for building plan check submittal. Our conditions are attached. That's all.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No.
At this point, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. We'll see you at the Planning Commission.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Item number four is pre-application 1609. We've had a meeting with the with the Land Development Division and with Public Works regarding this. There's a number of outstanding items or issues as it relates to off-site improvements and such. So we've determined it would be best for us to meet with the applicant prior to coming back to the DERC meeting, so we can get some more information and clarification. So this item, we'll just reschedule this rather than continuing it. Thank you.
Let's go forward. I mean, he said he was 10 minutes late, but we don't want to hold him that committed.
Nope.
Next item is development permit type D, 1603. It's for the property located at 4982 Hallmark Parkway. And the this item, if you recall, was continued from the last meeting. Just to provide a little bit of background, and maybe if I may take this opportunity to read a few items into the record for this project. The Planning Division did accept an initial study that was prepared by the applicant pursuant to Section 1503 of the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. On April the 11th, pursuant to Sections 15072 and 15073 of CEQA, we released the document for public review as required by CEQA for 20 days to allow for public comments. On May the 2nd, we did receive written comments from the firm of, is it Lozow?
Lozow
Drury, LLP, representing the laborers' union regarding their comments or concerns regarding the proposal. Subsequent to that, on May the 2nd, we also received a letter of responses from MIG Hogel Ireland on behalf of the developer responding to those comments that were submitted. As you recall, on May 5th, this item was scheduled before this body, and at that point, we continued this item in order to allow the Planning Division further opportunity to review those written documents that were submitted. Since then, the Planning Division has had the opportunity to review the documents, and we feel that the CEQA documentation that has been prepared to date is adequate and appropriate to move forward. And as such, this item was originally continued properly from the meeting of the 5th. No advertising or new advertising was required for this particular item. And at this point, we're ready to proceed and move forward. It's still a continued open public hearing. If anyone would like to make further comments or add items to the record, this would be an opportunity to do so.
Sure. My name is Rebecca Davis. Again, I represent members of Laborers International Union of North America, Local 783. I just want to thank you for taking the last 2 weeks to review our comments and look at the issue further. Since it appears nothing has changed, and as you said, no additional studies or anything have been requested, our previous comments still stand. We still believe that there are significant and unmitigated environmental impacts. We still think that there is insufficient information to establish a proper environmental baseline setting, and we still believe the cumulative analysis is inadequate under CEQA, and we would just object to the proposed adoption of the MND for this project.
Thank you. And so for the benefit of the rest of the committee members, the comments that were submitted on their behalf do become public, part of the public record and part of our decision. Would the applicant or representative like to add anything?
Thank you. We submitted our comments. We appreciate your review of them. We're prepared to move forward today and appreciate what the chair read into the record.
Thank you. like to go around the table again at this time, see if anyone has any additional comments to follow up from the May 2nd, May 5th meeting, I mean. Gary?
No additional comment.
Thank you.
Yeah, since our last meeting, we've received a revised traffic impact analysis, and it's acceptable, except for very minor change that we are requesting.
We have to follow up. Yes?
I'm just wondering if that updated traffic impact analysis, it forms any of the basis of the approval of the MND?
Yes, it is.
So, in that case, I believe CEQA requires an additional 20-day review period for the entire...
It's only from a standpoint of it adding additional conditions or mitigation measures for that, or specifically conditions that are above and beyond what we originally would require. Specifically, they would to determine the fair share cost.
I believe the initial MND or initial study found that there was no significant traffic impact, and so while that was inconsistent with the initial traffic impact analysis, if what you're saying is that now there is a significant traffic impact but it's being mitigated, then that would change the conclusions in the initial study.
We aren't changing the determination that it's significant. It's just the manner in which we collect our fees.
As a mitigation measure?
As our local mitigations, yes.
Payment of regulatory fees. I think the correction to the traffic report was some charts that had to be updated, minor changes to it. There weren't any different conclusions. It was different. It was charts that had to be updated. And that we would pay all the fees that are required by the city.
That's correct.
So the conclusion isn't going from there wasn't a significant impact to there is, but it's being mitigated?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Ted?
I have nothing further to add.
Thank you.
Just to confirm, this is a speculative building at this point?
That's right, there's no...
No tenant, no plumbing?
No tenant, no.
For us to start a file, the standard plan check procedures, we need the industrial user permit application submitted. Once a tenant is in place, we'll need a second application from the tenant themselves to determine any pre-treatment requirements.
Thank you.
I believe Chantal mentioned that we need one additional refuse enclosure.
Right.
Already, okay. So, yeah, there is one, and the location's fine. So both enclosures will be modified standard 508, 8x15, modified to meet ADA access.
Not a problem.
And just keep in mind, Assembly Bill 341, mandatory commercial recycling. Thank you.
Okay. Now, knowing the exact tenant that's going to be moving in, we can give our basic comments for normal plan check procedures. So, we can pass it down.
I have prepared a draft resolution of approval for this item. It will be I'll transmit it to the applicant and to Rebecca to you as well. I can get your contact information so I can forward that to you. It should be executed by this afternoon. And, and then we'll take it from there. Does anyone else have any other questions? Anything to add? At this point, making a recommendation of approval, subject to the conditions of approval. Could we entertain a motion, please?
So moved.
If there's any opposition, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There be no other business. We'd like to adjourn this meeting. We're actually going to adjourn this meeting to the to June 16th instead of the 2nd. We'll get a little bit of a break. So we stand adjourned at 10:27.
Inappropriate to clap? Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
There will be nine items on that agenda.